Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
While we're here in California, we want to take a moment to talk about the people who live often in the shadows. I'm talking about farm workers, and it turns out that one in three of the workers who pick California's fruits and vegetables speaks an indigenous language and barely understands Spanish. That means when emergencies happen and field workers need medical care, they often can't communicate with their doctors. So an increasingly important job in rural California is medical interpreting. Jeremy Raff from Here and Now contributor KQED reports.
It was a hot Sunday morning when Angelina Diaz Ramirez collapsed in a green bean field outside the farming community of Salinas.
When we were working, I felt bad and I couldn't breathe. I felt a hard pain in my chest.
Diaz Ramirez was having a heart attack. Her foreman put her in an ambulance alone. It was her first ever trip to a hospital and no one spoke her language. Going under anesthesia, she had no idea doctors were about to open her chest and implant a pacemaker.
When I woke up, I just had pain where they did the surgery. I started to cry because I didn't understand what is happening to me.
Diaz Ramirez only speaks a language called Chiqui. It's not a dialect of Spanish, but a completely different language, about as different from Spanish as Navajo is from English. Researchers say that for non-English speakers, quality healthcare is near impossible without an interpreter. But California's 120,000 indigenous Mexican farm workers rarely get one.
And there's no question that professional medical interpreters enormously increase patient understanding, increase satisfaction with care, increase physician satisfaction with the care that they can deliver, and that's really key.
Alicia Fernandez is a medical interpretation expert at UC San Francisco. She says getting by with improvised sign language or using a child to interpret is not good enough.
Because getting by leads to mistakes, and mistakes can be tragic for both the patient and for the physician.
Natividad Medical Center in Salinas is one hospital that's made its indigenous patients an explicit priority. A Mixteca woman gave birth last night, and interpreter Brigida Gonzalez is here with the doctor.
So I just wanted to check in on you today, make sure you're feeling okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Today, Gonzalez is a professional at a big hospital. A year ago, she was working in the nearby strawberry fields. But when hospital staff found out about her language skills, they were eager to recruit her for their six-month training program.
Because it was so hard to find someone who spoke English, Spanish, and an indigenous language like Mixtec or Triqui.
The need for trilingual interpreters like Gonzalez is growing. And it's not just hospitals. 4 hours down the coast in Oxnard, California, all three school districts and the police have Mixteco interpreters. All told, there are about 20 Mixteco speakers making a good living with their language skills in Ventura County.
If you're trilingual, a lot of doors open to you. Right now, the community is growing so big that they don't need a bilingual, they need trilinguals.
Argelia Zarate is the Oxnard School District's first Mixteco interpreter. She says the stable hours, better pay, and a chance to serve her community all make it a big step up from field work.
Here, everybody's nice to you. They talk to you. They appreciate what you do. You're treated so differently compared to the fields.
But not everyone trilingual can make the switch from farm work because there are only a few full-time jobs. Hospitals may underestimate how many indigenous patients they have and how many interpreters they need because many healthcare providers mistakenly assume that all Mexicans speak Spanish. Leoncio Vasquez, who trains interpreters in Fresno, California, says that's why some indigenous interpreters can't find work.
They're searching for opportunities, but they cannot find any job related to interpreting.
So what do they do instead?
Some are go back to the fields to do farm work.
To Vasquez, it's a waste. He says until more hospitals recognize these immigrants' valuable language skills, trained interpreters will stay in the fields picking strawberries. For Here and Now, I'm Jeremy Raff in San Francisco.